Os convidados deste episódio do podcast Música e Som são italianos e partilham entre si o gosto pela amplificação a válvulas. Bartolomeu Nasta trabalha na Unison Research desde 2004 e foi progredindo na carreira. Atualmente é o diretor comercial da Unison Research e também da Opera Loudspeakers, empresa que pertence ao mesmo grupo e foi fundada pelo seu pai em 1989. Alessio Fussaro é o engenheiro-chefe da Unison Research. Durante a nossa conversa, ficámos a saber a razão pela qual a marca continua a apostar nas válvulas como o principal componente dos seus amplificadores, mas também os desafios que se colocam numa altura em que esta tecnologia, que muitos consideram obsoleta, é chamada a conviver com os modernos sistemas digitais.
First of all, Bartolomeo, Alessio, thanks for coming to Musica e Son podcast. It's a pleasure to have you here. So Unison Research was founded in 1987, as far as I can tell from the information or your website. But you, Bartolomeo, only started to work at the company in 2004.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit more about you and what you did before you coming to the company and becoming CEO of Unison Research?
Before 2024, I was studying. I had an experience in the United Kingdom, and I was studying basically English. And then I come back in the company in 2004, start to work, and step by step I start to take care about the international sales. I'm not the CEO of the company. I'm just the sales director of Unison Research and Opera Loudspeaker. We have two brands in the same umbrella. The Opera Loudspeaker was founded by my father in the 89.
Oh.
Yes, and then in the 1998, my father started to join Unison Research as a sales director, and then he got a little part of the company. In the future years, my father got the more share of the company, and it was with his partner, Mr. Sacchetti, that he was the founder of Unison Research. And in the 2020, Mr. Sacchetti was out from the partnership, okay, on the legal things, but is still collaborating with us. So Mr. Sacchetti is still one of our consultants for the product. He's still helping us for some new project, even if we have our team, we have our team of engineers, but he's still involved in some new project, because we don't want to lose this mentor of Valve. He's is my second father, let's say, on the way on the business, you know. So because I was growing up with my father and Mr. Sacchetti, so I consider Gianni Sacchetti a part of the family. This one was in the in for all my story in the company. So now we have Unison Research. Is a company that he grew up a lot in the last 10 years. We have a group of engineers inside the company that is taking care of basically everything, all the product, but we have external collaboration. We have we are collaborating with the University of Padova, the electronics, and Mr. Leopoldo Rossetto is supporting us for the Unico line, and then we have Mr. Sacchetti that is supporting us for the valve line. Then we have an external engineer studio that they do the digital audio conversion part in the company. We have we are 12 people between Opera and Unison coming every day in the building that we are located in the northeast part of Italy, very close to Venice, like 25 kilometers to Venice. And then we have a lot of external collaboration, as I told you. So the marketing people, the social media people, this this group of engineers that it's out. So, but we are collaborating with we are closely collaborating. So now in the nowadays there is no limit of distance with all the new technology.
Yes, of course.
So yeah, we can do that as we are showing now that we are doing a video interview.
Yes.
That you are in Portugal and we are in Italy. I'm in one office and Alessio is in another office. So you see that it's there is almost no limit at all.
Okay,
yeah,
Unison
Research at the moment is distributing the product in almost 40 countries, from United States to Europe and Middle East and Asia. And we have two line of product. We have our Unico line that is almost at the moment is all integrated amplifier hybrid. So they are using the valve in the
I'm going to talk about that later, but maybe before we proceed, what about Alessio? You are on the engineering part of the company. Were you always within the company, or did you came later after its foundation?
After the foundation, obviously, but it's all more than 10 years that I work for Unison, and I organize the new product development with the designer and the developer of the printed the PCB and the amplifier itself, because sometimes the project starts with an idea and a schematic, and we have to translate a schematic into an amplifier, and so it is my work and the work of my team.
Okay, you're helping taking the ideas into products at
exactly.
Unison.
Exactly, it's the developing of the product itself because. It starts from an idea, a project, and then this project is built on a board, on a board, and listen to it. And then, when the amplifier sounds good, we have to translate this piece of wood and cable and components into something like this, the PCB. And this PCB is designed to with many skills to be silent, to have no noise, to have the lower distortion as possible, and so the engineering of the idea.
Yeah. Okay. Very well. So, Unison Research rose to fame and carved its market niche through valve amplifiers. Was that a conscious decision to offer something different and such differentiate the company from the competition, or are there really advantages in using valves for audio amplification?
I can tell you something that
we
were the Unison Research was the first company after the Second World War to use the valve 845 in the audio application. So Unison Research start with valve. It's not that we take a trend and we develop this trend. So in every product that is in our catalog at the moment, there is valve. So we start with valve, we carry on with valve, and we move forward with valve. So we are not following any trend of the vintage model.
So you are not doing this just to be different. You are doing this because you really think using valve for audio amplification is a good idea.
For us, yes, it's our philosophy, basically. It's what, okay. And what we believe in is the sound philosophy that that we like. Even in, as I was telling you before, the our unique line, even if, you know, in the 2000, we decided to do this unique line, so to have amplifier with more power, we understand that more power, you need to use a transistor, you know, transistor or MOSFET, you know. But it was not our sound. So to recreate a little bit the feeling of our valve amplifier, we put we insert the valve in the preamplification stage to recreate this valve effect. You know, to give the warmest of the valve that it can be translated in the warm sound. You know.
Okay, I understand. And is also the aesthetic aspect also important? I mean, transistor-based amplifiers are just boxes. They all look the same, but the same cannot be said from your creations. I mean your valve amplifiers and integrated amplifiers are beautiful to look at. So and this is basically something that is, it's not possible with transistors. You don't just put PCBs out in the open on the box, and people look at the transistors and say, oh, such beautiful transistors. No, obviously. So I can imagine that the aesthetic aspect of this is something that you care really about.
Yes, the cosmetic is something that we care. In fact, we were the first company even to start to combine different material, you know. Unison Research, when they start to use it, the wood, they start to use it, different kind of metal, you know. We have the iron, the chassis, and then we have the stainless steel, the plate, even with different finishing. For some product, we used to use the copper, you know, when the copper was not crazy expensive. Some part in gold. So combine, you know, all the things together. For the Unico line that our hybrid line is more difficult. When we come out in the 2000 with the Unico line, we see the product in the market was, everything was aluminum, you know, so brush aluminum. And we come out with the sandblasting finishing. So that was something different, you know, that were not in the market.
So you are always looking for ways to differentiate your product,
even
aesthetically, yeah.
We would like not just our product will be recognizable for the sound, okay, but even for the cosmetic, you know.
Okay.
When we come out with the Unico, we have the aluminum sandblasting panel with the little wood logo, okay. So it was a mix of combination of the two things. Of course, as you said, in a box you cannot do many things, you know. So you can work on the front panel. Now the new line that will come out in the future that we are studying exactly in these days will be even different. So we will have some new idea and we'll attach of modernity even in the faceplate. So actually not just in the faceplate, there is some other things, but you know, you will see in the coming future.
Okay, I have a question for Alessio, and I'm playing devil's advocate here. Okay, so don't shoot me. But so Bartolomeo is talking about the warmth of the valve sound, and this is something that usually audiophiles talk about, that the valve sound is different. I'm not going to say it's better or worse. It's different. But some will argue that this warmth sound is due to distortion. And obviously not all distortion is bad, but valves usually measure worse than transistors. How can you, at the engineering phase, how can you make sure that these shortcomings of valves translate to benefits in the amplification stage?
Okay. There's the tube, let's call it the valve sound, is not only due to the distortion. That is very similar to the distortion that we have in inside our hair. There is some mechanic parts that have a distortion too, of the same kind of the distortion of the tubes. When we design an amplifier, there is a first stage in which we check with the test, with the audio precision and other tools, the distortion, the slew rate, and so we can understand in this phase how the amplifier will sound. And so that we can achieve the better performance on instrument, and then we tune the sound on little detail. That will be the phase of the higher frequency or something like that. But we need to have numeric data. We have instrumental data before then check the sound. Then we can and listen the amplifier and the tune. As you know, you can also change one capacitor with one brand or another, and you have a listening difference.
So you use other electronic components on the circuit to tune the valve sound.
The valve sound, we know during the year we choose some working point for each model of valves, so that the working point is almost the same because it's the right sound for us. And then we can tune with other components, with or other circuit like the power supply, that make the difference in dynamic of the sound, in the noise of the amplifier. But is a mix of many little details. It's like to build an instrument to play. It's not only the one part that make the sound. It's all together. It works to have the right sound.
Okay, I understand. So Bartolomeo was talking at the beginning of the Unico series, and they really look more conventional. Although these are in fact hybrid designs, with both transistors and valves. Why did you felt the need to also offer these products? It was just a matter of getting a way to offer more power to clients that needed more power than the valve designs were capable of.
Okay, I start and then Alessio carry on that because he can give you more specification, more in deep. When in the 1998, when my father came in the company, he see that the market of, especially for the loudspeaker, were changing. So the loudspeaker was getting bigger and bigger and bigger and difficult, smaller and difficult to be drive, this loudspeaker. So with low efficiency, okay, and they need more power, and was this is the only limit that the valve amplifier can have when they have the impedance is really low and the efficiency is even really low. So that he have the idea with Mr. Sacchetti and Leopoldo Rossetto to create this Unico line. But the Unico line is not just that we put the valve in the pre-amplification stage and MOSFET or transistor in the power stage. Leopoldo Rossetto created the dynamic class AB, okay? So that was something different in that moment, that there were no one in the market that were using that. They were using O class A or class B or class AB, that was the class AB that the first, some first of the power is in class A, and then they switch automatically class AB. So when we invented the Unico line, was not just inventing a new line of hybrid amplifier, but was the first line with this dynamic class AB. That is something different that there were in the market of that time. Alessio, if you want to explain more in the details how the dynamic class A works, maybe if we give a better explanation, that is something that we are keep using this yes. technology, and is what make the difference between our product and many other product in the market.
Okay, the main problem of distortion in transistor amplifier or transistor power stage is the crossing between one transistor and the other, and so one transistor turn off and the other take time to turn on and carry the signal, so that we have the transistor had to exchange the signal and drive the power to the loudspeaker. The problem is that when they do it in class AB, one condition, one transistor is turn off completely and take time to turn on, so that the dynamic class A make the way that one transistor is always on a little bit, so that is never turn off and is always on, and so is every time ready to follow the other. So positive and negative of the sine wave are always perfectly connected and perfectly detailed, even near the zero crossing region. And so that the dynamic class A make a difference in the sound. We are developing another improvement in this technology, but we'll come with a new product.
Okay, and so it's a secret for now.
For now, yes. It's a spoiler. Call okay. it a spoiler.
Okay.
And we chose a preamplification stage and tube because tubes have a very high slew rate. That is the characteristic that have the tubes have low distortion, need very low or not at all negative feedback, and it very very can call it speedy, so that we can change a lot of voltage in very little times, and it's not the same for solid state technology. And so the signal is amplified by the tube, and the power stage is only to carry the power, to carry the current, the ampere, the power, but have no amplification in the signal. So the sound characteristic is the characteristic of the tubes we use. And so okay. the listening experience is different.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we were talking about the need for more power, but Unison also has a series of loudspeakers, and some of them, such as the Max Mini, are designed with very high sensitivity. In the case of the Max Mini, it's 93 dBs, as I saw on your website, which is very high. In comparison with other small speakers, did you felt the need to develop these speakers yourself, precisely to counter the fact that valve amps are usually low power?
But when we created the Max loudspeaker, was a big demand for one of our distributors. So, and with everything we start, because we are a group of passionate, we were developing this speaker together, and then we see that was something different than what we were doing, what we are actually doing with Opera. So we developed this for one of our market, and as we start to do the things, is our passion. We like to do it, and we try to do it as well as we can, you know. So, and then we see that there were potential for this loudspeaker in the market, especially in that time when we create this line, and there was the ideal to the combination with our product. Nowadays, with a lot of new technology, even on the from the driver manufacturer, we see that there is the possibility to have a good performance even with no horn loudspeaker, let's say, you know. So okay. In fact, we have our new opera line that is perfectly working with our valve amplifier, you know. So this technology is improving even from the speaker manufacturer. So before there were much more necessity to do this, now is less.
Okay.
Let's say. It's just a matter of taste, you know, of the two different sounds. Because of course, the sound of a horn loudspeaker can never be the same of a sound of a standard, if we want to call it standard loudspeaker.
Yeah. But having said that, they really work well together with your amplifiers.
Yeah, of course, they were. You know, the speaker was, developed. And testing with all our valve amplifiers, so the sound is
so that there is a synergy between the two products. Okay,
yeah, absolutely, okay. Is what we always try to do. Even at the moment, even if the Max series it's no brand new, but with the new brand line from Opera loudspeaker, we test it with our amplifier first, valve and the Unico line, and then even with other amplifier brand.
Okay.
Yeah, our product we don't want that our product is just working well with the sister company,
Of course.
We are trying to design our product that will be suitable for most of the brand in the market, because
you don't want to lock the consumer to your brand. You want to play nice with everyone.
Yes, absolutely, because if you think listen music is a pleasure, we don't want to limit anybody, So we want that they give the full pleasure when they listen to music.
Okay. So coming back to the valves, I personally tend to look at it a little bit like vinyl records. There are more modern technologies, but the valve amplifiers simply refuse to die. Do you think there is also a romantic aspect to the valves that assures its longevity in the market? Or do you anticipate a moment in the future where valve amplifiers will simply disappear?
I think many musicians, many compositors use tube amplifier for playing guitar, for playing the bass, and so it is an example of a technology that have almost 100 years that is still working, because it's different. So that I think tubes will still longer, because is. Obviously, it's more expensive than solid technology, but the different is listenable and appreciated to the people that play music, not only the people that listen music. So make us understand that it's always and always will be a good solution for the sound. This is my opinion, personal opinion.
Yeah,
if you think, if I can complete that, of course that we never know what is going to happen in the future, we cannot control the future. But yes, as Alessio say, still most of the musicians, they prefer the valve amplifier, for his guitar or his the bass. So. If they still that they are the one that they producing the music, if they still prefer that instead of a normal solid state, maybe there is some possibility that the valve will go forever.
Speaking of going forever, I have two questions regarding manufacturing. And the first is about valve availability, so to speak. So the first part of the question is, do you have any issues sourcing the valves? I mean, all the valves you are using are still being produced, or some of them are just new old stock that you are using and that will disappear someday. And the other one is regarding to manufacturing is the fact that I just want to confirm that you are producing everything in Italy, because there are many, at least there are some brands that use products with valve amplification. They are very cheap because they are sourcing them to somewhere in China or in some Far East country. So it's a two-part questions. First, the problems, if there are problems with valve availability, and the other about the manufacturing of your products being.
If you don't mind, I start from the last question because it's connected to the first one.
Okay.
All our product, every single product that our client receive, okay, is fully assembled in the place where we are now, me and Alessio. We are just in a different floor, basically.
Okay.
Is assembled here. We are buying parts, if we can, like we call it 0 kilometer, so it means around our factory, okay? If not, we buy parts from other places around the world. We are not producing any full product outside of this factory. We are producing parts outside because we are not able to work the metal inside. We're not able to we have not the machine to assemble the PCB. Yes. We cannot paint our wood, we cannot paint our metal, so we have supplier that they do these things.
Yeah. So just to clarify, so what you are doing right now in this building, besides the designing the actual products, is the final assembly will be done?
Not the final assembly, all the assembly. Oh, okay. So we receive
Okay.
We receive all. We design the product inside our company here.
Okay.
Then we send the drawing to the metal supplier, to the wood supplier, to the PCB supplier. Okay. They give us the parts. There is the first quality control as soon as the part arrives. So the cosmetic quality control.
Okay.
Then the electronic part, of course, they need to be tested. Then after the test, we assemble the product, test again, clean the product, put it in the box, and ready to go.
Okay.
So we are not producing we are not taking the raw metal and that come out our chassis, or we are not taking the aluminium and we extrude the aluminium and some blasting in.
Yeah.
So every part is made for us.
Okay.
And as I told, the valve is one of our suppliers. We buy the valve from United States, and the valve that we are using is valve that when we choose the valve for the project, we choose the valve for reliability and availability. Why? Because we don't want that the product get broken, okay? And we don't want to, in the middle of the life of the product, that we cannot supply anymore the valve. So we always choose the valve based on that. And of course, you know, of the sound that we want to recreate with the amplifier, you know, basically.
Yeah, of course. So still regarding the valves, I have a question for Alessio, because it's some curiosity of mine, which is, okay, we are still getting valves being made today by some manufacturers, but most of them are old designs that are being produced now. And my question to you is, are new valve designs being still developed today, or everything that has been invented in terms of valves, it's already invented, and we are just manufacturing new valves based on old designs?
Okay, there is two things. The producer always try to improve the performance of the product. So also the same tubes for the same brand, and during the year maybe some little changing in production to improve the performance.
Okay.
And so sometimes you can see also the difference with the or high. And there is other producer that use exotic tubes. Exotic tubes have the problem for big production. And so there is a research, but this research is done from the valve producer, not or on
okay.
some. Or sorry, is difficult to explain for me. But is a research that do the valve producer. Some brands use their own tubes, but is maybe a limit for the time. Also, we choose a tube that is in audio use for a very long time. ACC-83, ACC-82, that. Instead other tubes that is no longer product, that we choose the tubes that we still along for a long time because it's the most common tubes.
Okay.
And we choose the brand and the producer for reliability of the product and for performance.
Okay. So nowadays digital is all the rage, and I've seen it's now possible to add some digital conversion as a module to your valve amplifiers. And my question to Alessio is it more challenging to add digital features like digital conversion, digital technology to valves than to a solid state based product, or it's basically the same, or does it have its own sets of challenges?
Okay. The digital part before the conversion is the same for tubes and solid state, but the tubes output of the DAC converter is very different to design, and it is always a challenge because we can choose many different circuit design that we match with the converter that we use. So we work together with the designer that worked with the digital part and the designer of the circuit of the tubes. And in any case, for example, in CD2 have better performance in tube mode instead of solid state. Unicode CD2 have in Unicode CD2 you can choose to listen through the tube output stage, or you can choose to listen to the other operational amplifier inside. And also on the benchmark, on the test, the performance of the tube stage is greater than the performance on solid stage. In this case, because is also on the review, on the testings, the thing. Because the tubes have higher speed in following the signal, and can handle a very high voltage output, so that the limit of the technology was the noise, because there is an heater inside that make a little noise, the thermal noise. But we can increase the level of the signal on the output, that now the current is pretty high. And so with this, the current level of output is tube state is as very high performance also compared to the solid state. The challenge is to use the proper circuit design to match the DC converter to the tubes. Okay. It's not so simple, is it?
Okay. So, but you have solved it. Yes.
Okay. With different solution.
Okay. So we're approaching the last minutes of this conversation, and I don't want to take much more of your time. I have just two more questions, and the first being, I know that you have to have some secrets about the business, but can you let us know in which direction we can expect Unison to go in the near future in terms of new products, product development, even product categories? I mean, you now have amplifiers and also loudspeakers. Are there other product categories in the works? Turntables, maybe? I don't know. Tell me all about it, Bartolomeo, please.
So the idea that we have with Unison Research and Opera loudspeaker, actually with Opera we are just renovating all the line of the speaker now, actually our entry level line with the new Linea Classica, and in the future, actually this year will be a big news because we are entering in a different market, but this one I cannot tell you, unfortunately, anything at the moment because we signed a contract and we cannot tell anything for that. But will be a big news, by the way, and will be a big resonance worldwide for that. But the idea is to even if we talk more about Unison, but I tell you about our two company with Opera, is to go more high with the product, to extend the line, because now Opera is a short line, just two line of product, so it's extend the line of the product. And with Unison, the idea is to do the same, go more high, because we have some part that is basically missing, and we have a lot of idea for that. But we are doing the product not because it's missing the line or is missing the price range. It's because what we have in mind to do it is moving more higher. So the idea for the future is to, of course, do more digital things. So because the sources is changing, you know. Yeah. Before we were just with the turntable and CD player, and in the last years started digital audio conversion and the streaming. So the idea is that we are officially entering in the streaming market. So we will have our new streamer by most probably by the end of this year, or okay, beginning of next year. So this is something that that we have, and
will the streamer have valves inside?
Yes,
absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. The streamer has valve inside, of course.
Okay, it will be an hybrid design.
It will be hybrid design. So yes, maybe more digital in our product, so more possibility of connectivity. Yeah. That this is basically the trend, and the easy user interface, basically, you know. So you have to be user friendly, you know, the product.
Yeah.
But the soul is without losing our audiophile way. So the product, we are always taking care about everything for our Unison Research lovers, you know, our client. But the product will be just improved, more easy to use, using better technology that in the electronic field, there is a lot of development. And this is what we would like to do. Even for the valve, we are testing different model of valve for some other product that we want to do. I advise to the people to be connected to our company, because will be a lot of news in the coming
years. Okay, great. So Alessio, Bartolomeo, thanks very much for coming here. I'll just leave you with the last question that we ask everyone that we have at our podcast, which is what is the music or the song or the record or the artist that you cannot get out of your head lately? Bartolomeo. Alessio? Okay.
Start Alessio, start Alessio.
Okay, I think Birds of Dominic Fils is 7 years ago song that I like very much, that have to be listened with a proper audio system, because I like it very much.
Okay.
And have a very dynamic, I engage with that song.
And you listen to it regularly on
yes, I listen music 8 hours a day at least when I work with so a lot of music. But in this moment, this week is my top 10.
Okay, Bartolomeo.
For me, it's an Italian singer. It's the song. It's. It's more because I'm connect me a lot to my father, that he passed away in the 2020, and it was the song that when I was going in our listening room, I always have this picture of my father listening this song, you know, and it's a song that it's in my playlist, and I'm always remember, and he's always remember me, my father, basically. This song, the singer is Mina. And the song is Oggi Sono Io, that the translation is Today It's Me. And this is a song that is more sentimental than other things. So, but it's good always, you know, because as we say before, the music is emotion, and we get emotion listening music, because we remember something that is happened, you know, some good, bad moment, whatever. But it's remember something, so it's a transmit. Yeah. It transmitted to every single person some emotion. And this is the, I think, and even I think Alessio, I'm lucky to do this job, because we are some people that can transmit the emotion to other by producing our music system.
Okay.
I agree.
Guys, it was really a pleasure. Hope everything goes well with Unison research in the future, and we'll see you around.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much
for the opportunity.
Thank you.